Praise the Lord. Well, if you got a Bible, go ahead and get it out. You will want to use your Bible if you have a Bible. If you don't, let us know. We'll get you one. By the way, there's some in the pew in front of you if you don't have one. So it's my opinion that if you use the screen for your Bible, it doesn't really stick in your heart. You can leave here, and in 3 hours after you leave here, we'll say, what were the verses that they used? And it might be difficult for you to recall the verses. But if you're looking in your own Bible, and you're highlighting them and making notes in your Bible, it's amazing how it sticks, and you can recall to your mind those pages in your Bible. So I encourage people to use the real book. I use technology, but I always use the real book. So, no condemnation if you don't have one with you, but there are some in front if you want to use it. All right. Let me pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. Oh, I thank you for your word. I thank you for everyone here today, Lord, that we've had open hearts and open minds, Lord, to receive your word. So that we can be transformed and manifest your truth in the world around us, Lord. That these things that the Bible says you have given to us to richly enjoy, Lord, that we would, Father, have a life manifesting those things. That we would be the living embodiment of your Holy Spirit and sharing your love and your reconciliation to the people around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so I've spent the last couple of times I've been talking a lot on who we are in Christ and how to manifest the things of God, who we are. So I want to talk today about, again, I'll just reiterate a little bit of a commercial. How many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit? How many have God on the inside of you? So that's everybody in this room. And probably most of you out there can acknowledge that you have God on the inside of you. So now, we talked about in the past how the devil hooks us up with condemnation. When we're walking in the flesh, according to our carnal minds and our fleshly bodies, that the devil can throw shame on us, guilt on us, and condemnation on us, trying to get us disqualified from walking in the things of God. And we have seen that God has moved us from the flesh into the Spirit. And now we walk according to the Spirit and not according to the physical, fleshly natures of human beings on the earth. We're a new creation, a new type of person, an incredibly valuable and unique type of person. We now have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, and God is manifesting through us to the world. And we're going to talk about how that manifestation is shown in the world. Okay? So, how many of you are here because you need healing in your body? Okay? A few. Half, maybe. How many are here to learn how to manifest healing in other people's bodies? Just about everybody now. Good. And how many of you would like to be able to manifest healing in your own body? Amen. Perfect. Today's a great day for you to be here then. Good. And same with you out there. You should be able to bring healing in your own body and lay hands on other people that they would be healed also. So we're going to talk about a few things today. And I like to use 2 Corinthians 3:18 a lot. So let's just go to 3:17. And let's begin with 2 Corinthians 3:17. So it says, now the Lord is the Spirit. Can we all agree that that's true? The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom. Is that true? So we all have the Spirit on the inside of us, yes? So then, where the Spirit of the Lord is on us, we should have freedom and liberty we should be walking in. Yes? Yes. And it says, but we all, verse 18, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. Whose image? Into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord, or off the Spirit of the Lord, or from the Spirit of the Lord. So where's the Spirit of the Lord at? Inside of you and me. And so he is transforming us to be just like Jesus on the earth. Yes or no? That's what he's doing on the inside of you and me. Okay? So God is manifesting himself through you and through me. Okay? I'm going to give you a little tidbit. You may not be the way you have always estimated yourself to be. You may actually be different than that. But the world and the way you were raised made you believe certain truths about yourself that you have not renounced and removed from your identity yet. And those ideas of who you say you are could be limiting the manifestation of God through you because you don't see yourself as worthy to carry that glory, worthy to manifest God. That somehow there's something inside of you that says you're condemned, you're shameful, you're guilty, you're not worthy, so then you won't allow yourself to believe that God can fully manifest through you. I'd like to help you remove that from your life. Are you with me? Are you okay? Who of you can manifest more of God than you've been manifesting up to this point? Two hands up over here. I can manifest more of God. I can manifest more of God. Okay. So, it's not that I can stir up more of God. That's not what I mean. I can let God shine through me more than he's shining through me, is how I want to say it. Amen? So let's look at chapter 4. Chapter 4 says, therefore, since we have this ministry, what ministry do we have? The ministry of life, the ministry of the Holy Spirit that's in us. This ministry of the Spirit, it's called, if you read a little earlier up in this chapter. So the ministry of the Spirit that you and I have, showing the Spirit to other people. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Verse 2, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Look at this. But by what? Manifestation of the truth. Stop. But by manifestation of the truth. So we stop doing everything that makes us feel condemned or guilty or disqualified. And we don't use the Bible to manipulate people and circumstances. We don't do that, okay? But what we do do is we manifest the truth is what we do, okay? That's what God has put his Spirit in us to do, to manifest the truth. Let me just do a side note. Who's the truth? Who else is the truth? So let me just help you with this. In the book of John, in chapter 14, 15, 16, and 1 John, he's called the Spirit of Truth. If you want those verses, I can give them to you. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Also in John, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes? And John 17, 17 says that God's word is truth. Yes or no? So the Father is truth, Jesus is truth, and the Holy Spirit is truth. Are you with me? And this is the word of truth. Yes or no? It is. Let me just give you a verse real quick so you can see it for yourself. Go to Psalms 119, 160. Psalms 119, 160, just so that I can have some Old Testament in with the New. What a long psalm, huh? There are people that have memorized these things. Verse 160 says, "The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever." So the entirety of God's word is truth. And what did we read in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2? By manifestation of the truth. So what we do, being filled with the Holy Spirit, being new creations in Christ, we manifest this word, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to the world around us. Okay? Sounds a little intimidating, doesn't it? Sounds a little bit intimidating. Boy. But let's go on back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And let's keep on reading just a little bit further. We stopped in verse 2. So I'm going to read 2 over again. "But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." In other words, we live a life that is good in the eyes of other people. We live a high quality life, okay? So that we aren't convicting their conscience. Their conscience aren't going, "What you're doing is wrong. You can't be doing that. That's wrong." We live according to other people's conscience. Are you with me on that? "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Verse 5. "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake." Verse 6. "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not" who? "Not us." That excellence of God power is in you and in me. Yes or no? It is. So if the power of God is dwelling in you and me, and it's not me that has it, it's God that has it inside of me by His Spirit, then it should be able to manifest through me to other people. Yes or no? So it should be able to manifest through you to other people. Yes or no? Okay. I'm glad you all said that. The power of God flows through you. It does. It's a fact. It's just the way it is. So let's take a look at a few things, because how many of you can say, "I've been in circumstances where I don't think the power of God was flowing through me at that moment. I didn't see any results. I tried and nothing happened. You know, I said, Lord, it's all you, it's not me, and yet nothing happened." Who's been in that boat? So, do you think God wasn't paying attention at that moment, or was distracted, or had his mind on something else? No. What do you think the issue might have been? It might have been us. Now, in that moment, weren't we being sincere, though? We really wanted to heal him. We really wanted God to heal us. We really wanted whatever we were praying for to happen, and it didn't. And we've acknowledged that the problem is within. So if we were actually being sincere and desirous of that outcome, What could be blocking us? There's a word here. It's called manifestation of the truth. Manifestation. Do any of you guys know what the word manifestation means? No? Well, let's just think about it a little bit. So, if I was going to stand up here and Pastor Trey, in the power of the Holy Spirit, started walking up here to me, and I started trembling and shaking and lathering all up, what would you say was happening? I got rabies. It would be a demon doing what?
Manifesting.
How many have seen a demon manifest? Me too. How many were able to get him out? Amen. Praise God. That's the power of God working through you. So, manifesting is to exhibit or to show openly something. Are you with me? So we're going to exhibit and show openly God and what the Bible says is true to the world around us. Here's what Noah Webster's dictionary says. It says, manifestation, the act of disclosing what is secret, unseen, or obscure. Discovering to the eye or to the understanding the exhibition of anything by clear evidence. Display as the manifestation of God's power in creation or his benevolence in redemption. So we are going to manifest those things. How many of you think you can manifest the things of God? Let me see your hands. Almost everyone. How about out there? You guys know you can manifest the things of God? So let's do that. Go with me. I'm looking at you, but I'm thinking Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We love these two verses. We use these verses all the time. Starting in verse 1 of Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It's the least you can do. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Does it say amen after that? Nope. He just keeps on going, doesn't he? We like to stop right there, but he just keeps on going. He says, for I say, therefore, the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Look at these words. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Next verse. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same what? Function. How many of y'all can say that's true? So God has put us in, first of all, we need to lay down our lives as a living sacrifice. So we give ourselves to God, right? And then we are learning how to renew our minds to who we really are. And we don't need to think that we're something special. What we do need to do is think soberly of who we actually are, okay? And that means whoever God designed you to be and said you are, that's who you really are. Not what the world says about you, okay? But we don't get arrogant when we start seeing the power of God moving through us. We don't get arrogant thinking that's all me, okay? We read, it's not you. The excellence of the power is of God. But he'll start moving through us as we renew our minds that we truly are conduits of the Holy Spirit and he wants to manifest all the time. Okay? And the only thing that's been blocking him is the way we see ourselves, how we think about ourselves. That's the only thing that's blocking us. Okay? So let's move on. I'm going to read just a little bit more of this. Verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. That's a great thing. I don't want to elaborate too long, but you are not solo, isolated, one person all alone in the world. And even if you're married, you're not two people taking on the world. And even if you have children, you're not a husband, a wife, and a family taking on the world. No. That's not true. You are individually a member of the one body of Christ. You have millions of cells in your body, but together they make up your flesh body. Yes or no? So we are one individual member in the entire body of Christ. Yes? So, are you alone? No. So, whatever happens to one part of my body, my entire body notices it, right? If I smashed my thumb with a hammer, every bit of me would feel that pain, yes? You would see my whole body react. You smashed my thumb, every bit of this body is going to demonstrate that I smashed my thumb. It flows through all of us. When you are suffering, all of us are suffering. You just may not realize that it's affecting everyone around you because you're isolated in your mind, okay? You need to release that. So everybody just close your eyes for a minute. Just trust me, I'm not going to do anything scary or rude. Close your eyes. And I just want you to think about something. I want you to just see yourself sitting in this pew. And you at home, wherever you are, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Just see yourself where you're at right now. You're in this building or you're wherever you're at home. Now I want you to just see yourself lifting up, getting bigger and bigger. Your consciousness, your awareness just gets larger and fills this room. And then it goes outside of this room, wherever you're at, and it starts elevating up into the sky and out over the planet. And you start going up above the clouds, and you start filling all in all. And God is everywhere always, and you are filling yourself in with God everywhere. And you see yourself just expanding into the all presence of God. Okay, start bringing yourself back in now. Come back in down through the clouds, in through the building walls, back into the room, back into your seat, and here in front of me. Open your eyes. How many of you were able to expand yourself in your awareness? Yes or no? Okay? Anybody can do that at any time. All you did was you just put your attention on it. Yes? And then you are able to follow those little instructions, okay? When we decide that we're going to believe God and that there's absolutely no resistance between the Holy Spirit and God moving through me, when I can relate that there's no resistance, it's not me, it's Him, I just let Him flow through me. Just let Him. He will. Just like you were able to expand yourself in that moment and lift yourself up and see more, you can do the same thing in your inner man if you just release yourself to God. Make yourself a living sacrifice to Him. Just yield yourself to Him to manifest through you. How many of you believe that God will hurt you if He manifests through you? No hands are up. Good. Okay, so it says, verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace or the favor of God that is given to us, let us do what? Use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Verse 7, or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who sows mercy with cheerfulness. What did he say to do? Use these gifts. Use them. Let's move on. So we're talking about demonstration or manifestation of the things of God, and we see that we are all one body together, but that God just gives us each different kinds of gifts according to our graces. Okay? Stop. Is there anybody in the body of Christ that this does not apply to? Be honest. Is there people you think that God does not, that are actually in the body of Christ, who confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, who says they're filled with God's Spirit, is there anybody that he has not given a gift to or isn't going to manifest through? Is there anyone unworthy of God working through them? Be honest now. No, there's not. Pride sometimes thinks we're a little bit better than other people and that God shouldn't use somebody else. That's a lie. I'll just give you a quick testimony. I was working at Macon Housing Authority, and I was doing maintenance for all the houses there in the Housing Authority, and I would have to fix things, and people would break them, and I would get a work order and get more product and go out and fix that thing, and then somebody would break it, and then I'd go back out and get more product and fix that thing, and they'd break it again. And I would be very mad. I'm going, they're just breaking this because they know I'll fix it. And they were treating their children very badly, yelling and calling them terrible names, swearing at each other. And it was just a really bad environment. And I was murmuring and complaining in my heart. This is how subtle it can be. Because I was seeing the destruction and the abuse that was going on around me in these families. As I was getting ready, I think I was doing some asbestos tile at the time. I'm not quite sure, but I think I was on the floor, so I was doing some kind of tile work. And the Holy Spirit said to me, I'll never forget this. He said, which one of these people are not worthy to sit next to you in my kingdom? It wrecked me, you guys. It wrecked me. Pride can come in ever so subtly, but everyone is worthy to operate in the power and the gifts of God. He doesn't withhold himself from anyone that will just believe him. Are you with me? He won't withhold himself from manifesting through you. I don't care what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter. It's not you who qualifies. The excellence of the power is stuck in this dirt ball. Earthen clay vessel. This little dirt ball here has the glory of God inside of it. Okay? I'm a container. I'm not the originator. Are you with me? You're a container. You're not the originator. You can't wreck it. You didn't cause it to happen. You can't cause it to stop. We just need to believe we're worthy of him to use us. So that we stop resisting and thinking that I have something to do with it. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, please. Again, chapter 12. Paul's talking in 1 Corinthians, verse 1. He's awesome. He starts right off. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, the word gifts isn't in there, but we put it in there. Concerning spirituals, brethren, I do not want you to be what? Ignorant. So do we have a tendency that we could be ignorant if we don't understand something? Does ignorant mean we're stupid? What does ignorant mean? It means we just don't know. We just don't have the information. That's all. We just don't have the information yet. Okay? He's not implying that any of them are stupid. He's implying they don't know some stuff, and he doesn't want them to not know these things. So he's saying, I don't want you to be ignorant. That you know that you were Gentiles carried away by these dumb idols, however you were led. So they were just doing what they were being led to do. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Look at these next little bits here. There are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but the same God who does what? Works all in all. So let me just give a little picture for you to visualize. God the Father had a plan, and he decides what the activities are going to be to bring this plan to pass, okay? So he has a plan for all of us to walk as sons and daughters for all eternity. He has this plan. Now Jesus, he develops the ministries that are going to implement this plan. So God the Father decides what the activities are, and then Jesus develops and heads up these ministries to be able to bring this thing to pass. And then the Holy Spirit develops the individuals on how they're going to manifest to bring this plan into fruition. Are you with me? So the way God does it is he decided what he wanted to do. Jesus develops the ministries. Holy Spirit empowers you and I to pull it off. Are you with me? So is there anyone he wouldn't want to use? No, because what does he want to do? It's God's will that all men be saved everywhere. It's God's will that everyone walk in health, everyone prosper, so that they can show the radical goodness of God in the world around us, okay? That's his desire. God lavishes his goodness upon us, and he wants to manifest that so the world can see that they would be envious of us, just like the Jews were of the Gentiles when we were brought into the kingdom, okay? So as you manifest this fullness of God in the world around you, God's getting glorified by the power working through us. Are you with me? So don't ever let the devil say, oh, I need to be humble. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't. And you start cutting off how God wants to manifest through you. Don't do that. Let him show out as much as he wants to. Don't regulate the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? He is creative. He is original. And he loves to manifest his goodness through us. Let him do it. Don't you start throwing yourself into the equation thinking you have something to do with it. You're the vessel. We've read that already. Did I say that too strong? Is that all right? I didn't mean to say it too strong if I did. Okay. So let's look at this next verse. Let me end the end. Who works all in all, it ends in verse 6, right? So now let's look at verse 7. But the manifestation, what's that? The exhibition. Though everybody gets to see it. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to some select people for the profit of all. What? Did I say that wrong? It says he is given to each one for the profit of all. So if I said, hey, everybody, I got $20 for each one of you. Is there someone I'm not including? If I said I had $20 for each one of you, would I be including all of you? Yes. Because you said each one, and I'm a one. Amen. So, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every single person for the profit of everybody else. Are you with me? I want to encourage you to release yourself to the Holy Spirit to manifest however he wants to use you. Be a fool for Christ if that's what your brain is telling you you're going to be. Amen? and let the power of God, do not regulate it, let it flow the way it wants to flow out of you. Are you with me? And if you will do that, and if you will use it, he'll flow more. If he's not flowing in one area, go to a different one. Are you with me? Where does he flow from you? Where's your charisma at? That's the gift of God, okay? When God's gift is manifesting through you, it's called charisma. That word gift is charisma, okay? So that is a joyful expression, an enthusiastic demonstration of the power and things of God. Where's that for you? So let's look at a few things. The manifestation given to each one for the profit of everybody. So as you manifest, however he manifests through you, it's for all of us. So we can see the demonstration of God and experience whatever that power and person of the Holy Spirit wants to impart into the rest of us through you. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another words of knowledge, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings. Gifts of healings. That's all kinds of things. It's like you open a fan. There's all kinds of sticks in that fan, right? It's like he can be doing, you might have a certain area that works really well for you. Use that one. Bloom that one. Wherever it is. You don't need to feel the pressure of every kind of healing is going to be through you and feel the pressure of having to do that. As you grow and mature, you'll be able to manifest in more areas because you're used to the power of God flowing through you. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one how? Individually as he wills. So he has selected you individually to manifest him. Are you with me? And he knows just how he built you. He knows all the inner workings of you. He knows everything you've lived through, every thought you've ever thunk. He knows everything there is about you. He is the originator of you. And so therefore, he knows what your propensities are towards, how he can most easily manifest through you. It's a matter of you letting him do that. I'm going to stop for a second and give another story. So I tell people, I said, everyone can prophesy. And most people go, well, I don't know if I can prophesy or not. And I prove it to them that they can. So I was going to Bible college, and I was told about these spiritual gifts. And I want you to know that the devil was faithful. He was faithful to whisper in my little ear and make me feel like, oh, you can't do that stuff. So maybe they can, but no. You'll be embarrassed if you try. Don't even go down that road. I'll sit here and be quiet and let somebody else speak, raise their hand, or show out. I'll just sit here. That way I can look like I'm okay. Well, God didn't have that plan. So the teacher of that moment, her name was Sharon Patrick at the Bible college I went to. She says, Robert, come up here with me, and we'll do this together. Oh, God called me out. I couldn't believe it. I was shaking in my boots, and I actually wore boots back then. And I was shaking in my boots, and I was so nervous, but I didn't want anybody to know. I bet I was as red as a tomato because I was afraid. I truly was afraid. I used to believe, I'm just being honest, I used to believe that if somebody casted out a demon and I was in the room, he could jump on me. So I didn't want to cast out demons because I was worried he'd jump on me if I did it, you know, or all these bad things would happen in my life if I did that. So I didn't even want to do that. I'm telling you, I've grown a lot. But these are things that you might think, possibly, or you out there might think. But I want to let you know, God's better than that. So she calls me out to come help her pray for these students. And we're going to prophesy over these students, okay? I'd never prophesied one word in my life, unless you call reading the Bible out loud prophecy. It's the only thing I've ever done, okay? And so I just did it. I was scared, but I didn't want to look like an idiot in front of all the students, so I just did it. And all of a sudden, I realized as my neck started getting hot and I started feeling like I might pass out, all of a sudden, I started seeing things. I started like knowing some stuff that I didn't know. And when I started speaking, people started crying. And the words I was saying was touching them and setting them free. And I was just sharing the pictures I was seeing whenever I touched them or speak to them. And they were getting set free like crazy. And we had a Holy Ghost movement in the group that moment. And I would have never done that if somebody didn't put me on the spot where I couldn't get out of it and save face. So what we've done here is when we have these classes on how to manifest this stuff, I have everybody line up in two lines facing each other. And I have everybody prophesy to every single person in that line. You prophesy to the person in front of you, they prophesy back to you. Then one line takes one step to the left or the right. And then they move a step and they go to the next person. And the person on the end comes around to this side. And we do the whole group. Then we mix it up again and go the other way. So everyone gets everyone. And you know what I have heard time and time again? Who of you have been in those groups that we've done that? Did you have a word? Yep, they're raising their hands saying yes. It's amazing how God gives you a word. It's amazing how he shows you things. When what? You use it. You use it. You have to do it. You have to be the one that steps out intentionally to let God manifest through you. If you're waiting for him to pick you up by the collar and walk you over somewhere and say, "Now speak," you might be waiting a while. He's a gentleman. But if you get that little twinge inside of you, that little something, do it. Be a fool for Christ. Be willing to be embarrassed. Because here's the thing. Are you going to care what that one person who doesn't even know you or barely cares about you at all, they're all consumed in themselves, what they think over your eternal heavenly Father who is grooming you to be his son or daughter for all eternity by teaching you how to manifest him? Who are you going to listen to? By renewing our minds, that we prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God by manifestation of the truth. By us walking in our giftings and letting God use us. The devil wants you to be disqualified. And he wants you to do the Fred Flintstone, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. No. Just do it. And don't judge it. Who of you have ever painted before in your life? Okay. Many people have drawn. Who of you have drawn something in your life? Okay, many of you, good. Were you professional the first time that pen, paper, or paintbrush touched that canvas or paper? Were you like, Michelangelo has nothing on you? Were you? No. I bet half of us weren't even coloring inside the lines the first time we tried. We were out all over the place, right? How many of you have children or have been a child that colored outside of the lines and they were cheering you on, oh, that is such a good picture. Or you brought a picture home that was prominently displayed on the refrigerator. And everybody's going, oh, that is so good. But in the background, we're going, what do you think it is? I don't know. I think it's a horse, maybe. That's grass. I don't know. Oh, you did such a good job, right? When we prophesy, when we speak a word in tongues, when we walk with the demonstration of healings, whatever it is, you may not do it perfect, but just do it. Eventually, you'll do it with no holds bar. Eventually, you'll jump to the challenge. Eventually, you'll seek out opportunities because you will know that God absolutely uses you. Amen? It's the glory inside of the earthen vessels. We aren't able to do it without His Spirit. It's His goodness, His love that does it. Amen? So I'm not going to read any more of this because it's just talking about us as the bodies and how we need to be there for each other. That's what this is for us to be there for each other. But I do want to go to the end of chapter 12, to the last verse. And it says in verse 31, but earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. So he's encouraging us to desire to manifest the Holy Spirit in whatever we think is the highest and best way to be used by God. Okay? However you would like to be used by God, just if it's in your heart to do so, do it. All right? But do it with some boldness and confidence. Do it, just do it to see what happens. Amen? Because it's not you. But just do it. So it talks about love. And all of 13 is the love chapter because we talk about love. And God is what? Is God love? So it's actually love healing people, isn't it? It's actually love that God is manifesting. Love is manifesting through you that heals other people. So I used to be afraid to talk in front of public and people. I used to be afraid to talk in front of groups of people. And I would get so nervous that I would have, you know, the D word beforehand. I don't want to say that. So, you know the word. Mm-hmm. And I was so nervous, I'd get cotton mouth, and that would be happening. And I would be so afraid to go out there. You know why? Because I was worried about what people would think about me. I didn't know if they think that I would know the word well enough, if I would say it well enough, if they were more experienced or educated than I am, if they were judging me for the mistakes that I make, for the words I don't pronounce correctly or I use improperly. I was very nervous about all that. And like God, who's so good to me, He has a wonderful way of teaching me, which humbles me. And I'm getting ready to go out one time. I'm praying, God, please use me. Please be there for me. And He stops me cold in my tracks. And He says, sorry, guys, I apologize. I don't use you for you. I use you for them. Guess what? It changed everything. It's all about me making a contribution into you. It's not about how great I am. It's like, how much can I get out of the way and let Him share through me? Amen? Same with whatever giftings the Holy Spirit's going to use you in, however it is. It's not about you. It's for them. So let the Holy Spirit just go through you into them. It's for them. Are you with me? We're the them. And the people out there are the them. It's not about whether God will use you. He will. If you're there for them. Okay? Compassion. Five times it says that Jesus had compassion and healed them. because he loved them. God is love. It says in Ephesians chapter 3 that we would be filled with the fullness of God. You know how? By being rooted and grounded in love is what fills us with the fullness of God. So as we pray for other people, genuinely wanting them to be set free, genuinely wanting them to be built up or to manifest more in their lives, if we actually care about them, the compassion will come and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit will come. He will. If we just take our eyes off of us and our heart is for God to do a work. Are you with me? I have a lot more that I can share, but we are running out of time or have ran out of time. I just want to pray for you. Is that all right? Father, I just thank you for the people in this room and those online that can hear this, Lord. And I just ask, Holy Spirit, that as each one of us by faith step out, Lord, as each one of us desire to be used by you, Lord, that we would, Father, reach out and touch others, that we would speak life to others, that we would desire to operate in these spiritual gifts of miracles and healings and words of prophecy, wisdoms and knowledge, Lord, administrations and giving, all the different ways that you want to manifest through us to the world around us, so that the whole body is edified and built up, Lord. Father, I ask that any resistance that any one of us are feeling, Lord, that you would reassure us and comfort us that it's not us, but you in us doing the work. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Love you guys.